95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. What are you doing?
I'm just playing a little Nintendo, a little Super Mario Brothers. That's while listening to like Dirty you. Honey. What? What are you? I don't, what?
I think they stole wire. It?
Yeah. No, I don't think so. Okay. My guess is they were playing a lot and it was in the
and
background.
Then that was stuck in their head.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Either that or I'm just imagining.
I just got attacked. I'd like to tell you about it.
Oh, I had a snake in my house. So,
what?
Wow, we had a couple days, I guess.
Did you really?
Yeah. What do you mean you got attacked?
You know the second level, the parking level?
Mm-hmm.
I was in a little bit of a hurry.
In the building, huh?
Yes, and I came to get in the elevators, and in that little square where the elevators were a giant bird.
What?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Why?
And
what,
as soon as it saw me, it like took
off. I'll kill you. I'm out of here.
It was like, I don't. Ah! It was like a bald eagle. I think it was a bald eagle.
Wow.
And it came at me, and I had to duck, whoa. And it flew by, and I was like, what is happening?
Wow. Well, we had just talked about the snakes under the rattlesnakes under someone's house here in California.
Can we stop playing Donkey Kong?
Oh, no, it's my favorite game ever. How dare you? It's Super Mario.
No, I love it, too. Oh, sorry.
So there was a
snake.
Yeah, my wife called me from outside the house, and she's like, I can't drive into the garage because there's a snake hanging from the garage door.
Oh my God.
The door opened and the snake hung on or however he was
did
trapped.
She do the right thing and burn the place to the ground?
Yeah, it's on fire right now. It's smoldering. I had to take a stupid broom and push him out.
Look
I was
at
like,
you.
Come on. What the hell?
Look at you.
Well, I can tell you we're going to be eating well tonight.
Oh, excellent. Tastes like chicken, as you well know.
Rubbery.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
All right. I'm sorry I didn't print the schedule. I was busy playing Super Mario
Bros. Yeah, you were. I'm supposed to have.
whatever.
I'm going to go by memory.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah, I started something on Twitter that I didn't think would take off, but it did. And it's the first scariest movie that you've ever seen.
Oh, what a great topic.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
So we're going to do that today. Mine was Texas Chainsaw Massacre, which may have been bad.
First scary movie you ever saw.
Yes.
I saw Trilogy of Terror as a TV movie with Karen Black. And they had these little voodoo dolls. And you weren't supposed to, I don't know, feed them after midnight or take their chains off or some crap.
You weren't supposed to feed the voodoo dolls?
But they came at her with butcher's knives. And I saw that was like four.
Yeah,
three.
That's not good.
And I, from then on, thought I saw little butcher knives carrying.
That's not ideal.
Yeah, I was freaking out.
That is not what you want.
That was my first horror movie. That's a great subject, though.
Do you have a pump-up jam?
Pump-up jam. Oh, I got tons of them.
You do?
Sure. I can't think of any offhand. My guess is yours is Rage Against the Machine. Something from Rage.
I do love Testify. That's a good one.
Yeah, it is.
That's good. I have about three rotating Friday songs that when I come in on Friday.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's a Friday song.
Hold on one damn minute. You're not listening to KLOS? I almost said the other station just now.
That would have been hilarious. No, I'm not.
Well,
yeah, Testify is one of them. California.
Oh, nice.
By Dr. Dre.
Sure.
And Tupac.
Yeah.
You know,
California Love.
I mean, something like that. Yeah.
It's perfect.
But we're going to talk about that
today.
It's
like a recording of it just now.
Yeah. We also have the high-low game.
Yeah, that's right. Don't ask me. I don't know.
What's the amount up to?
Damn it! What did I just say?
Listen, we'll figure it out, and we'll do the high-low game between now and 4.
Marcy just said, minutes ago, she said what it was and explained it all.
You don't listen to this station? How about that?
How dare you?
And we're going to talk to Ally McKay in a few minutes.
Oh, nice!
Yes, I have an apology to make.
Oh, because you...
Mm-hmm.
Something about Crocs, I hope?
No. Mm. No, that was her apology to me.
I had an apology to her. Like, yeah, okay.
Because I have mocked her endlessly for something and then adopted it myself, so...
So now you like, what is that song? Los Lobos.
No. Let's not be ridiculous.
Trying to guess.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. I worked for a long time with Miss Ally McKay.
Yay, Ally McKay.
And so we had, a lot of chances to mock each other over different things.
Why would you do that sort of thing at a radio station? That's weird.
I mean, I didn't. Mostly she did.
Oh, please.
Hi, Ally.
I was always
Hi,
nice.
Sluggo. And hello, King of Mock. Now King of Rock, Kevin Ryder.
All right, listen.
Yes.
Ally had a bottle which she would bring. It was like a trash can full of water. It was like a 50-gallon barrel
drum
of water.
Wow.
That she would bring to work every day.
And how often did you have to pee, Ally?
Every break, pretty much. Yeah, but it was, to be fair, it was a 1 gallon. I like to call it a jug. A 1 gallon jug of water.
Mm-hmm. But what did I make fun of?
You made fun of the size of it. You made fun of the fact that maybe maybe it had motivational sayings on it.
That's it, so yes.
What?
It has motivational sayings on it.
See,
I have
like
a,
what?
I have it here.
Well, no!
I'll read them to you.
No!
So as you drink water...
Allie!
At the top...
Come on!
At the top...
what are you thinking?
There's a sun and it says 7 a.m. Rise and shine.
Oh, no.
But for me, yeah. I just changed it. I had to do math in my head. I'm like, okay, well, mine is going to be 4 a.m.
Yeah, right.
Well, and that threw everything off.
You must miss that.
So then it says 9 a.m. Let's get started.
Oh, yeah.
No. Rah, rah.
We're getting into it, guys.
Then it says 11 a.m. Hydrate yourself.
Did you do that at 11 a.m.? Did you obey your own water bottle?
Well, yeah, because if I didn't, I wouldn't get to noon. And noon was what, Kevin?
Noon is... Oh, there's no noon. Mine has 1 p.m. Keep it up. So I have 11 a.m. hydrate yourself and 1 p.m. keep it up.
I'm sorry. Did you just say mine has?
Yes, I got one.
I'm looking at it literally right now. It's in the studio and I might have to leave.
Oh.
So when I walked in with it, Sligo said, is that vodka?
I thought it was vodka. I'm like, yeah, now we're going to have a show.
3 p.m., halfway there.
Yeah, you are.
How does this motivate you?
5 p.m., you can do this.
Yeah, you can, Kevin.
You know, if a water bottle tells you that, you can believe it.
Right?
I mean, think about you're right at the point where you're like, I can't go on.
That's at 9 a.m.
water. But then bottle's like, no, you do.
You
can
do
it.
And then you go, wow, my bottle believes in me.
It's better than Richard Simmons.
Then 7 p.m., don't quit now. I would just like to say that although I own one now.
Yeah, why?
Because I'm not drinking enough water.
But you'd have to get that.
A friend sent it to me. 9 p.m., all in a day's work.
There you go. There you go. May I recommend, just as kind of a pro, you got to drink it all way before 9 p.m. or you're going to be peeing.
Yeah, right.
You got to finish by, like, I'd say 4 or 5.
And you got to put vodka in it.
Then you can put vodka in it. But also,
she's talking about a gallon container.
No, that's huge.
Yeah. Yours is a half gallon, correct?
I don't know.
It is massive.
It is huge.
It's very large.
It's way more water than I normally drink.
Dude, you realize I have Sharpies. This thing is going to get way marked up. Allie, he never graffiti-ized yours?
No, I took it with me.
She was very protective.
I didn't allow Kevin to look at my computer. I'm smart.
Well, yeah, that you can't do.
But
it,
I would
no
mock
way.
Her endlessly. I go, what does your bottle say?
What's your bottle telling you?
Kevin.
Keep it up.
Yes. The fact that you are starting with the smaller one is smart. I mean, it's like butt stuff. You don't go right for, you know, the big one, right?
Sure, you have to ease into that.
Yeah,
right.
You got to ease into it, and I'm so proud of you.
Because you think I'm going to graduate from this size to go bigger?
I think I might throw up, you guys.
No, we're talking about water now, not butt stuff.
Oh,
we're back to water.
I was in for a minute, but
nope,
now.
Sorry. We moved right back to water and we didn't give you a heads up. So I'm saying that although I wasn't drinking enough water, I do not need the writing on the side of the bottle.
I will not be
inspired by words on a bottle. You can do this.
Drop dead.
What if it was just the times? Would that help you out any?
No, or I can see a bottle. I can look at a bottle and say, I need to drink that today.
Okay, and you could probably look at a clock, too. Okay, correct.
No. Well, not both. Let's not get crazy.
Right?
So, yes, I mocked you endlessly for your bottle with...
you should have!
Sayings on
it. You used to be on the right... No offense, Allie, of course.
No,
you should have been on the right page, but now what are you thinking?
No, you're right, Sligo. Allie, ask me what I did with the full first bottle.
Well, first of all, these are now, like, my Crocs. This is what
it is. Yes, agreed.
This is amazing.
After I made fun of you for years for having this,
slowly morphing into each other. Hey, I don't mind that. Allie, you want to come down and hang out with me every day? That sounds kind of nice, actually. Yeah.
Lose my key card, show up late.
How dare you?
Tell Bean to, you know, go away.
I was like 20 seconds early today.
That's a filthy lie. You're 6 minutes late.
I was
sitting here playing Nintendo. Yeah.
You were?
Yeah.
Well, I thought I was
on
time.
You remember that already.
All right.
Unbelievable.
All right, so I was wrong and you were right, and I didn't drink the water.
But. Yeah.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Don't quit now, and you can do this. I don't need.
I'm going to start
saying that. So Sluggo's going to write all over it, and I don't care.
It's going to be graffiti-ized.
So I'm sorry I made fun of you, and you did the right thing, and I was wrong, and you were right.
No, you weren't.
Kevin?
Yes.
It's a big move today. And in a month, when Sluggo gets one, I would be thrilled.
We will call you back.
I'll throw myself from a bridge.
Thank you, Allie.
Keep it up.
You can do this.
That's what it says on the side of your water bottle. That's neat.
Yeah, let's leave that behind, can't
it's
we?
It's clear over there on the other side of the room, and I'm being inspired.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
It's neat.
It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Dark.
Yeah.
Hey, at least it's going to keep you healthy. That's a good thing.
That's the point.
And when you bring in vodka, I'll be very happy with it.
I mean, you don't know that that's not vodka. You haven't tasted it yet, so we'll see.
Smelled like
the
vodka.
The high-low game is coming up. What's it up to?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't know?
No, I did. I saw. I don't know.
Okay.
I forgot.
We'll figure it out in the next 15 minutes.
Yes, something like that.
When you had to get up, what kind of alarm did you use?
Was
it a buzzer? Was it a radio? Was it
music? Buzzer?
Buzzer.
Well, like a radio, like a phone, cheap one of them. Horrible. I always had the plug-in ones in the wall. Horrible noise.
Why didn't that annoy you?
Yeah, but it sure woke me up.
Well, of course. Nothing else. I tried everything.
Yeah,
I tried music, and then I would set it like on three different stations. So 2 minutes later, it would change.
Oh wow.
To try
because you had to get up at what time? What time did you get up?
At 3:50.
For 30 years.
Which is the middle of the night, and it sucks.
Yes.
So I did try everything. There was one that I had that was a little frisbee-looking thing.
Okay.
And it would start beeping, and it would launch.
Are you serious?
In the dark.
Some
And I would have to get out of bed to go find it.
Really?
Yes.
Such a thing exists.
Yes.
Did not know. Did it ever crash into anything?
You would be surprised the number of different strange alarm clocks there are.
That is awesome, man. That's really weird.
So I don't know if you watch Squid Game or not.
This
is a show on Netflix. Spoiler alert if you haven't seen the first episode.
Yeah.
The first episode is a bunch of people who get in over their heads financially and they cannot pay whoever they owe.
Yeah, that's basically the trailer.
They're in a lot of trouble.
That's the trailer. So, yeah.
So they get taken to this place where they play games that you played as a kid.
Like red light, green light.
Yes. And this particular first episode was red light, green light.
Right.
And it would say green light and you would run. Mm-hmm. And then if it said red light and you weren't stopped, the little doll head would turn around and shoot a bullet right through your head.
So
and you
cool.
would die.
That's awesome.
And everybody was like, whoa, we didn't know you could die in this game.
I don't remember signing up for that.
They didn't know.
Right.
And so it like the whole first episode is them going, what is happening? There are people being shot. So I'd like to present for you the Squid Game Alarm.
Oh, nice. Okay.
The Squid Game Alarm is the sound that it makes when the little doll would turn its head around for green light.
Boy, this could wake you up then.
And then it would say red light and it would turn back around. And then this alarm has a little doll that turns towards you and shoots a dart at your head.
Really?
Yes.
I love that.
For real. I love that too.
How much is this thing?
I will look it up. But this
I want it.
This is the sound of it. The dart is a very, very sad sound.
Yeah.
But it is funny to watch somebody get hit
first thing in the morning while they're asleep.
Yes. Listen to this alarm. Turns. Dart right to the head.
That's awesome.
Would you do that?
Yes. Absolutely. I love that. I love weird crap like that.
I love that you have to like load it before you go to bed.
All right, this thing's going to shoot me in the head in the morning.
I have to load my alarm clock.
Just that would wake me up.
Same.
Dart. Shoot. That
rules.
In
the head. I'll post that on at Kevin and Sluggo.
2021 rules.
So far, so good.
So far, so good.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for the KLOS high-low game.
Yay, finally figured it out, too, by the way.
What do you think?
Yeah, Marcy restarted the game in the 1 o'clock hour at $1,000, and they didn't guess the number right out the gate. What a shock.
Hmm.
0 to 95, they guessed 23, which is too high. So if you want to try at it, anything between 0 and 95, but clearly 23 being too high.
818-95-23 is your clue there.
818-955-KLOS. Be caller 13 and tell them what they win, Johnny.
You automatically win the Red Hot Chili Peppers tickets at SoFi Stadium in July. And you get a chance to guess at the high-low game for $1,100, $1,100.
So call now. Good luck.
Time for our high-low game, KLOS. Who is this?
Ron.
Ron, you're caller 13.
Oh, fantastic.
Nicely done. You already got the Red Hot Chili Peppers tickets at SoFi Stadium. They are playing July 31st with Beck. And you also get to play our high-low game, where you give us a number between 0 and 95. The last guess was 23, and it was too high.
So, what do you feel? What seems lucky to you? What do you want to throw your money on?
I'm going to go with lucky number 7.
Lucky number 7. Lucky number 7. Hold on. Feeding that into the motherboard here. And
that is too low.
Yeah. Interesting.
Too low.
But who cares? You're going to see the Chili Peppers, man. These guys.
Oh, that's great.
Plus, you're helping other people zero in on the numbers.
Yeah, that's very thoughtful of you.
So
well
done.
Well, glad I could help.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Quick question. You're doing some research for that book you're writing. Wasn't that the song right there that Rodney... Ron the Rock first played over.
I believe it was Running with the Devil.
Oh, Running with the Devil. Uh-huh. That's right.
That was the first one.
Van Halen actually brought it on cassette to Rodney.
David Lee Roth did. Yeah, he knocked on the back.
Crazy, man. That's awesome.
Those were the days.
Here, play this cassette. Okay.
That's how things work.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
I tweeted a couple days ago, the first scary movie I ever saw was Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
That's so insane. How did you see that?
It isn't great.
How old were you?
I don't remember how old I was. I do remember being traumatized by it.
Sure.
I was relatively young.
I was a teen that went to a lot of those by the time. I was very used to those kind of movies, and that one screwed with my head.
Yeah, because it's just straight gore.
And it's it was so low budget that it looked real, which at the time was fairly unusual. You know, it was kind of weird that it just looked... I mean, there was a lot of other those kind of movies, The Hills Have Eyes, yada, yada, yada. But that one, there was just something really special about it. A friend of mine became very good friends with Gunnar Hansen, a.k.a. Leatherface.
Is that right?
Really good friends with him.
I went on to say, now I don't love blood, I'm not a fan of Texas, and I'm iffy on chainsaws. And then people started responding with the scary movie they first saw.
Their first horror movie.
And that's what we're going to look for.
That's awesome.
818-955 KLOS.
I love Halloween. I love this time of year.
I do too. I do too.
Well, that's awesome.
Like this person said, I started when I was 4 with Jaws, Piranha, and Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Jeez, that's a triple feature.
Going on there?
You're going to the drive-in for that.
My first scary movie was one of the Freddy movies.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Now I'm an insomniac.
You just got to cut your eyelids off. That's what they did in, Dreamwares? One of those.
Yeah, so
that was fun.
Listen.
My first one, actually, I was so young. I don't remember it at all, but my family talks about it all the time. They took me to this, my two sisters, in the late 60s, to this horror movie. They told my parents, it'll be fine. He won't know what's going on.
But, really?
Yeah, they were like chasing this blind woman around or something, and they finally grabbed her, and it freaked me out, I guess, so bad that I was screaming in the theater.
Sweet.
Take me outside.
That's some good parenting right there.
Yeah, so that was fun.
So the first scary movie you saw, at what age, and what effect did it have on you?
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS.
Epiphany. That is Wolfgang Van Halen, who I don't know if you saw, but he's wearing a boot right now. He fell off a bus when he was getting sprained his ankle.
He needs to come up with a better story.
Right? He was attacked by vampires
right.
or something. Love that song. That's Epiphany. That's his new one.
It is KLOS. It's the Kevin and Sluggo Show in the afternoon. The first scary movie you saw as a kid was what?
The first one I ever seen is a movie called Nightmares. It was Emilio Estevez. This first part ever in a movie, and it's 4 different stories. It's I highly recommend it.
Well, wait, like everyone. How old were you though?
Oh, I was 10 years old.
Mm. Yeah, that's
a little early.
Yeah. But you like it now?
Oh, I love it.
All right, take it
right
easy.
On. Thanks for calling. Thanks, KLOS. Your very first horror movie,
Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Did you say Pee-wee's Big Adventure?
That's a creep.
Yeah, I mean,
that guy's a creep.
Yeah. And then he loses his bicycle. That is horrifying. Thanks for that. Hi, KLOS, your very first horror movie.
Okay, well, see, I grew up in the 70s with my dad. Used to take me to all the gory ones, The House That Dripped Blood.
Nice.
Wow. The original Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Yep. It's based on a true story.
Oh, yeah.
You know that, right?
Yep, that's a fact.
And then also all the Dracula movies with Christopher Lee. So, I mean, my dad took me to all the gore. I saw even The Exorcist. My mom goes, don't take him to see The Exorcist. It's already rotten.
So since dad was taking you, you weren't allowed to be scared, though, right? You were just like, you better suck this up.
We went to the drive-ins. I mean, that was when it was the drive-ins.
Oh, yeah. Triple features.
Put us in the truck, and they go there, and then they open up the door. But, you know, I saw all those good classic horror movies. But The Exorcist was probably the most scariest one.
It gets funnier every single time I see it. Hey, thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS, your very first horror movie. There's a fee that comes along with that song. That's a way high bill. I apologize profusely.
Roll tweets. I'm embarrassed admitting this, but when I was 5 or so, I saw this ghoul scene in a movie, and it terrorized me. It wasn't until about 30 years later I found out it was from the comedy Porky's.
That's awesome.
We are talking about the first scary movie that you ever saw.
My very first horror movie was the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling, Jed.
Hi, KLOS, your very first horror movie.
Very first horror movie was Children of the Corn.
Oh, nice. Little Stephen King action.
I must have been 7 years old, and I was sneaking to watch it with the old... You had to turn it back and forth. So whenever my mom would watch, I'd turn it to a regular program. But when she walked away, I would turn it back to Children of the Corn and scare the shit out of myself.
So you were about the same age as the kid was. Did you ever want to be able to wish people out into the cornfield? You what?
All the time.
All the time. Mm-hmm. Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I have to say my scariest movie was the time I put my in your mouth.
Ding, 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 ding. Thanks for calling, man. That was pretty scary.
KLOS, hello.
Hi. My first scary story?
Yes, your first scary movie.
First scary movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Exorcist. Wow. I was 4 years old. I was being babysitted by my uncle.
You were 4.
And he put it on. I was 4.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, the same thing happened to my wife. Her sisters went to the drive-in, and they said, now you stay asleep in the backseat. Don't you be watching. And, of course, she watched it.
Of course.
You know, it's a lovely day for it.
Like, the green vomit gets me every time. I can't eat pea soup at all, and I can't watch any other Possession movies.
Right?
Oh, really? All Possession movies have been ruined for you because of that?
Yes.
Makes sense.
I can't.
Did you, have you watched it again? Like, for example, the re-released version, you know, that part where she's coming down the stairs. If they had actually left that scene
originally,
people would die. Yeah, what did you think of it when you saw it again as an elder human?
It was worse.
Right on. That's awesome.
Scarred for life.
Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS, your very first horror movie.
I was talking about the fact that the first scary movie I ever saw was Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Way to dive in the deep end, dude.
And it wasn't great for me at that age.
And then I saw some damn movie as a toddler that I freaked out and they had to take me out of the theater.
Because you were screaming?
Yeah, and I don't even remember what it was.
I love it.
Some blind woman being chased.
The first scary movie you ever saw?
Hello, are you talking to me?
Yes, you are.
Indeed.
The first scary movie you ever saw.
I don't know if you ever heard of it. Last House on the Left.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
1972.
Wes Craven.
How old were you?
I was 12.
That's way too young to see that movie.
They were out in the woods.
Siskel and Ebert actually called that the worst movie ever made.
Really?
Yeah, they had this special about movies that should be completely avoided. And I don't know if it was at the top of their list, but it was on
their
list.
They haven't seen The Room?
Yeah. Come back to life, guys.
The one where they're walking around like the zombies. What was that called?
Night of the Living Dead?
Yeah,
that's a good one, too.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, I'm very sorry that you saw that at such a young age. That's not good for you, Brian.
I don't think it's ideal.
No, that's what you're saying. But thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, Kevin the Sluggo, what's up, man?
What's happening?
Talking about the first scary movie you ever saw. How old were you?
So I got two things for you guys. First of all, I never got to tell you guys, welcome to the KLOS family.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Welcome.
What was the first horror movie you saw?
The Shining. I pissed myself.
Ooh, yeah, that'll do her. No kidding.
Yo, I never walked past the bush when it was snowing ever again in my life.
Right? I saw that very early on myself, actually.
Did you?
Yeah, on HBO, and I just, all of it was, I was kind of dealing, and it was kind of okay until he opened the door and the rabbit and the dude. Mm-hmm. That just sent me over the edge. And the old lady in the tub. Sure. I was like, oh my God.
That part right there, dude, that part right there had me myself.
Sure. Wow, I was right there with you.
You had a lot of bowel action.
Dude, thank you very much for calling. Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thanks. The first scary movie you ever saw?
Phantasm.
Oh, that's a good one. That ball. I didn't see that until much later.
That silver ball.
Yeah, that would be scary.
I don't think I ever saw that.
That's a freaky little movie. Yeah, it's really crazy.
Yeah, there was a couple. There was the first one and the second one, but
yeah.
And that was a little freaky.
Yeah, super. How old were you when you saw it?
I think I was probably about 12.
Yeah, yeah. But that's just the wrong age to see those kind of movies, isn't it?
Yeah, that Children of the Corn one was rough, too.
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi, the first...
I just want to let you guys know first, that movie you were describing about the blind woman being chased?
Yeah, what is that?
Wait Until Dark.
Wait
Until Dark.
Okay, all right. So, yeah, I guess I don't... I've never seen it. I'll have to go watch it now, because it scared the living hell out of me as a toddler.
At my first movies, I was probably 4 or 5, was the classics, The Mummy, Dracula.
Oh, and sure. And yeah.
The Werewolf.
Right,
but
right.
That's not my first movie that scared me was Hush, Hush,
Sweet Charlotte. Yeah, that is a mind
Betty Davis.
Bender. Yeah, right on. That would do it.
How old were you?
Whatever year that came out, maybe 5 or 6.
Wow. Dang. Right on. Thank you very much for calling. And now I'm going to have to dig that movie out and watch it. See if it still does anything to me. Thanks for calling, man. That's awesome. 818-955-KLOS.
First horror movie you ever saw. We are talking about the first scary movie that you ever saw.
The best one was, I'm going to date myself, it was 1958, The Crawling Eye.
Crawling Eye? I've never heard of it.
Oldies. But the worst one I ever saw was at Dodger game last night.
Yeah, you know, especially with all the violence. Thanks for calling. KLOS, your very first horror movie.
It wasn't a horror movie. It's Escape from L.A. With Kurt Russell.
Oh, really? That freaked you out?
They, blocked in Los Angeles? And
Yeah, the sequel to the really, really, really good Escape Donald Pleasance one. Yeah, yeah, I love that movie. Yeah, that's a good one.
I was 10 years old, and I didn't know, have any idea, the theaters and stuff, so I thought it was, a documentary, and
Yeah,
the theaters, I was just freaked out.
Wow, sure.
I didn't go to the theaters for, the next 6 years, and so
and you lived here in L.A., right? So that made it even weirder, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I live in L.A., so as soon as they came out, I saw everything, especially, Universal and stuff.
Right.
But the one scene that I liked was the one where they're in the standoff, and he's talking about Bangkok rules, throws a cannon there and shoots them all.
Wow, I don't remember that.
I don't remember that either.
I don't remember that. But do you like it now, or are you a big fan of the movie now?
I mean, I've seen it before, and I was just like, I'm such a... I'm just the worst, you know?
Listen, man, you were a little kid.
When you see stuff at that age, it tends to scar you a bit.
Exactly. No worries. Right on, dude. Thank you for calling, man. Thanks. Thanks.
Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, The Shining.
How old were you?
I was 6, and my cousins were supposed to be watching me. My parents came home. They're like, what'd you guys do? And my cousins were like, nothing. And I was like, red rum.
That's a giveaway. You were basically the same age as
6 years old.
Yeah. That's crazy. Oh, yeah. Right on, man. Thank you for calling. That's awesome.
KLOS, hello.
Red rum.
Hello.
Hi there. It's first scary movie you ever saw.
Night of the Living Dead. And it was a drive-in theater. My parents took me there for some reason. Probably 5 years old.
Woo!
Wasn't having a great time then, but ever since, I love zombie movies.
Sure.
I'm afraid of
them. Yeah. So yeah. Awesome. That one in particular is so good because it's so low budget and it was just so weirdly filmed. And I mean, as a kid, that would really, you can't differentiate between what's real and what's
true.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that little girl, killing her mom was stupid. Oh my God.
Yeah, right? Good stuff for your brain, but you love them now, huh? You love the zombie movies.
Yeah, I dig it now.
Right on.
Red Robin.
Those guys are busy celebrating 3 years. They've been together for 3 years.
Is that right?
Greta Van Fleet, and they got a couple shows coming up at the Greek. We've been getting people in October 26th and 27th. That is the latest from Greta Van Fleet, Built by Nations on KLOS.
Let's talk about Pump Up Jam, shall we?
Sure, why not?
A lot of athletes do this. I know in, I believe in baseball, they have walkout music.
Right.
They can pick their own song.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yep.
I saw an NBA player that would literally watch gorillas fight. To get ready, like he was one of the big guys.
Okay, sure.
And he wanted to get himself ready to do battle, I guess.
Right.
And that made me think, I do have three pump-up jams.
Really?
That get me going when I need to get going.
Right.
A lot of times on Fridays on my way in, I like to listen to these one of these three songs because they're great.
Cool. Spill them. What are they?
One is Till I Collapse by Eminem and Tupac and 50 Cent and a bunch of rappers.
Right.
One is California Love.
California Love. I think you're on the wrong station.
And one is Testify by Rage Against the Machine.
Oh, there you go. Nice. Yeah, no, I have a bunch.
That's probably my number one.
Not fitting
with Rage Against the Machine.
Sure, sure, of course.
To get yourself pumped up.
Well, there's not much energy in it.
For whatever.
So how does that do that for you?
There's nothing but energy in those.
Right.
So I wondered, I can't be the only one, right?
Right.
That has some kind
of course.
A...
You're going
out on a Saturday night. It's a song you put on to get you going.
Right.
There's got to be people with those.
Yeah,
818-955-KLOS if you have a pump-up jam.
Pump you up. What is the song that pumped you up?
If you can ignore the impression, yes.
Good luck with that.
818-955-KLOS.
I decided to throw on your pump-up song. Why
not? Let's do it.
Yeah, man. What?
Turn it up!
Dude, you're
going to
throw your arm out if you keep doing that.
That song gets me going. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We are talking about your pump-up jams. Let's say you're going out on a Saturday night.
Right.
You need a song to get you going.
Yep.
You got to set the mood.
Right.
That's important.
Yeah.
So we're taking your calls on what your pump-up jams are. KLOS, hello.
Hello, Sluggo and Kevin's show.
Yes.
My favorite song to listen to before I trap myself in the race car.
Mm-hmm.
Is Kickstart My Heart.
Good one. Gooder.
That's a good one.
Yeah, hell yeah. That should definitely get you started, get you charged up.
Yeah, before I did 165 miles an hour. Oh, yeah, that's
got to
go.
That'll do it. All right.
That is what I actually wanted to do, not be this DJ thing. I wanted to race.
Really?
Yeah, that was my goal dream for years. Yeah. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
My favorite song to pop up is Motley Crue, Live Wire.
All right.
Nice.
I see that. I feel that.
A lot of that particular sound. So far.
Yes, of course.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's up?
Your pump-up song? What do you got?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely Seek and Destroy by Metallica.
Oh, nice. That'll, yeah.
That'll get a mosh pit in church going.
I might pay cash to see that.
I would pay cash to see that.
Yes. I think I'm going to do that just...
Right on.
No, wait a minute.
Thanks for calling, man. Thank you. We just played Rage Against the Machine. Here's my pump up song. This is one of my absolute really gets my head going.
All right.
Of course, we have to play a more G-rated version on the radio.
Boo.
Exactly. But it starts out a little different than this.
Kick out the jams, brothers and sisters!
Come on.
Right.
MC5.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. We're talking about the songs that get you going. When you need to go, get going.
Yeah, you wake your ass up.
Your pump up jam. What do you got?
Hey, bud, I got a pump-up song for you.
Yeah, what is it?
What is it? I Don't Want to Stop by Ozzy Osbourne.
Nice!
That's a strong
Ozzy.
One as well.
Anything Ozzy, man, always gets me going. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello!
Hi, this is Martin.
Hi, Martin. You have a favorite pump-up jam?
Sorry, first time calling.
Thank you.
Rage Against the Machine, Bullet in the Head, definitely.
Yeah, that's a gooder.
That's a good one, too.
College basketball. Thunderstruck was another great one.
Oh,
that's
another
great one.
Hell yeah. Right on,
that
man.
Was more recent.
Right on, yeah. Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
Perfect.
Thank you.
KLOS.
Adam.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on, Kevin and Sluggo?
What's happening?
We are talking about pump-up jams. What do you got?
Something relatively new.
Okay.
Real AC/DC.
Which one?
Realize.
Oh, Realize. Yeah, that is a really good ass kicker. That's for sure.
That's a great song.
I love AC/DC. The tiny little pieces, man. All right, thanks for calling. You know what? I'll throw it on for you. We'll do some AC/DC.
Oh, you're awesome. Thank you, guys.
Right on, take care, dude. Happy that is someone's pump-up song already.
Agreed.
That is a great one from AC/DC. In fact, we were just talking to Karen. Karen, I was going to put you on the radio, but I pushed the wrong button and your lovely recording went away.
Sometimes we're not perfect at what we do.
Boo.
Occasionally, we'll make a problem.
But
mistake.
Yeah.
or whatever.
Karen suggested a really good AC/DC song, one of my favorites, actually. And we're going to play it right after these exciting commercial messages. Perfect. But we're still taking your favorite pump-up songs, 818-955-KLOS. That was for Karen, who called in and said that's her favorite pump-up song, AC/DC.
Which is what we are taking calls about. When you need to get going, what is your pump-up song?
It's Jack, my first time calling.
Yes. Nice try, but go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Lay it on us.
Come on, we count on you to be the straight guy.
I really get pumped whenever I put my b**** in the mouth.
Thank you, sir.
I mean, we had to hold your hand, but thank you.
Thank you,
man. KLOS, hello.
Hey, I don't advise it to your listeners, but when I used to drop shrooms at night, emerging on the freeway and watching the white lines go by,
sure,
right, Ride the Lightning.
Ride the Lightning, oh, absolutely. That makes clearly sense. Yeah, totally. Right on, dude. Thank you for calling.
But agreed, it's not a great
idea. Not a good idea. Yeah. Don't try that.
The whole thing. KLOS, hello.
Hi, my name's Crystal.
Hey, Crystal.
All right, I'd have to say Rolling Stones, Beats of Burning, Five Finger Death Punch, Black and Blue.
Nice. Good one.
The last one would be any song from Metallica.
What about One?
How about what?
One.
The song One.
Oh, that's the best song.
Right on. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
AC/DC, for those about to rock.
We salute you. Strong choice.
Batteries, Metallica's Batteries.
Mm-hmm.
Or Motorhead's Ace of Spades.
Oh, nice one. Lemmy. I love Lemmy, man. That was a good dude. Thank you for calling, man. Thanks. Hi, KLOS. What's your all-time favorite pump-up song?
My pump-off song? I don't know if I have a pump-off song.
No, not pump-off.
Well, you know, whatever you need to do.
Listen, whatever happens.
Yeah, hey, you know, hey. Kevin took my thunder by playing Rage right away, but if I'm going to go pump off, I'd like a whole lot of Rosie.
I love that song. Damn, we used to play nonstop AC/DC, and I'd be a happy human.
We don't?
All right.
I'll grab
some lotion.
Thanks, dude. Hey, LOS, what's your all-time favorite pump-up song?
Can I give you two?
Yep. Sure, why not?
All right, we got Motorhead's Ace of Spades.
Yep. Nice, that's two in a row.
Good.
Almost.
And Metallica's Hit the Lights.
Oh, nice. Very cool.
Strong.
Awesome. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, Kevin and Sluggo.
Hi.
First off, I want to send my best wishes to Frank and Heidi.
Yes.
And tell you guys what a kick-ass station this is.
Agreed. Thank
you. Everybody helping out.
Yeah, we love them.
And my best.
There's nothing. I really want to see Frank back and Heidi back on the air. I can't wait for that to happen. And they got so much going on right now. So thanks for mentioning that.
All you guys, dude.
Thanks, dude.
You guys kick ass.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
System of the Down makes me start up my engines.
Oh, hell yeah. I love Surge and Crew, man.
Which song?
Yeah.
The whole bit. Any song
by them.
At all.
I mean, anything. Play one.
All right. Yeah, we'll do it as SOAD. Why not?
We thank you guys.
Thank you, man.
Take care.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. Time for our high-low game.
Let's give away some money.
We have $1,200 to give away. You need to pick a number between 0 and 95, and the last guess was 7, and it was too low.
That's too low. We ain't going down that far, so come on, come up a little higher.
So 818-955 KLOS will take caller 13. You get Red Hot Chili Peppers tickets for when they play SoFi Stadium in July. And you also get a chance to guess in our high-low game.
So call now, 818-955-KLOS.
Good luck.
Hello.
Hi-low. KLOS, who's this?
This is Bernie.
Bernie, you're caller 13.
Okay, smooth. Do I sound to stay on the line?
Sure, yeah. You just hang out. We'll see you later. I'm going to go get a Coke.
No, hold on. Hold on. What we're going to do is, you already won Red Hot Chili Pepper tickets.
Yeah, you just won.
Bing. Already got that. And you get a chance to play the high-low game for $1,200. You need to pick a number between 0 and 95. The last guess was 7, and it was too low.
So what number would you like to throw out into the universe?
Between 1 and 95.
The last number was 7, and it was too low.
Let me go ahead and get 45.
What did you say?
45.
You high? Are you high?
I'm high.
You're high.
That's a little high.
Things are starting to get kind of weird.
No, it's not that kind of high.
Oh, uh-huh. Wow, that's a shame.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a darn shame. Well, dude, you got Chili Peppers tickets, man.
Oh, well, that's some good stuff regardless, man. Thank you, guys. Long-time listener.
Thank you very much.
Nice. Thanks, man. I got to admit, I'm still kind of jealous of Stu here at KLOS jumping on his bike and riding with his girlfriend up to Vegas to go see Billy Idol on a whim.
That does seem like a perfect time, doesn't
right?
it?
Right? Yeah, that's the sort of thing we used to do, except I never actually did that, but just suddenly go to Vegas, at least.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo, and time for What We Learned.
Oh, good. I wasn't paying any attention. What did we learn?
Whether or not you watch the TV show Squid Game on Netflix, you need to get the Squid Game alarm clock that actually wakes you up by shooting darts at your head.
And it sounds like this. There's an alarm noise.
And then her head turns.
And then...
dart to the head. That's pretty great.
That is brilliant. You posted that on your social, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Probably not the best thing to watch when you're young, when you're, say, 6 years old. The Exorcist, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, movies like that. Maybe... Yeah.
Maybe go back in time and not watch them, because clearly a lot of listeners were traumatized as youth.
And if you're looking for a great pump-up song, you can't go wrong with AC/DC.
Yeah! Which
I believe AC/DC got the most votes.
That's right, and that's why we suddenly threw in a whole lot of Rosie, too, a little while ago.
And then Metallica or Motorhead.
Yep. All Motorhead! Yep. All right, well, I'm off to pet the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy that. I'll see you tomorrow. Peace out.
It was on this day in rock in 1976 when the very last time anybody would see Keith Moon play with The Who happened. As it was a show that he did with them at Maple Leaf Gardens in Toronto in Ontario, Canada. Meatloaf again. It's a rather tender subject. It was on this day in rock in 1977 when Meatloaf released the album Bat Outta Hell, produced by Todd Rundgren, and eventually ended up selling 14 million copies of that album in these United States. Naughty, naughty Billy Joe of Green Day presented his butt to an audience in Milwaukee and ended up being fined $141 and was arrested for mooning that particular audience on this day in rock in 1995.